We continue 16 lines down from the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We've been discussing the prohibition of drinking beer made by idolaters. We had a machlokas between Rav Yitzchak and Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak said the prohibition is because of chasnus that might lead to intermarriage. And Rav Nachman, which again would, as an aside, would mean presumably whether you're drinking together with them or not drinking together with them or drinking on your own, there's still a prohibition of chasnos. Rav Nachman said that the concern was gilui, and even though gilui only applies to new wine and not new beer, not old beer, there was a gzera yashan atu chadash. So now the Gemara continues. Rav Papa mafikin le la'abava dechanus v'shasi, Rav Achai maisu le lebeisei v'shasi. So even though, as I just mentioned a second ago, even though the prohibition of drinking beer is because of chasnos, Rav Papa would be lenient to take the beer out of the idolater's store and drink it there. Rav Achai would take the beer out of the store and only drink it when he got to his house. They both were concerned of chasnos. So here you see that even though presumably the prohibition of chasnos would apply whether you're together with the idolater or not, because that's similar to what rules, as we'll see later on, with regards to Bishalakum or Pasakum. And nevertheless, here, there is a leniency with regards to Shechar, that we prohibited, that Shechar, the real prohibition, is only when you're drinking it together with idolaters, but not when you're alone, which is very interesting. Rav Achai Avet Harachach Yisei Rasa, Rav Achai just was more machmir, that's why he waited till he drank it at home and not outside of the store. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Ikla Lamargavan. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna went to this place called Margavan. Aisule Cham Revelo Ishti. Aisule Shich Revelo Ishti. He didn't. They offered him wine. He refused. They offered him beer, and he refused. Bishlama Cham Rishem Shimsa. Granted, he didn't drink the wine because of Shimsa, as Rashi says, because of a concern of Yain Nezach. Shichra Mishumai. Why was he concerned about drinking beer? Mishum Shimsa de Shimsa. It's a gzera de gzera. The concern of Yain Nesach was reason enough to extend the gzera even to beer as well. Amar Rav. So there you have this machlokas about a beer, whether it's prohibited to drink or not. Seems to be that we're lenient to drink beer, even though there's a concern of chasnus, so long as you're not drinking beer together with the idolaters. Amar Rav, Hai Shechra da Arma Shari. Rav says the Aramean beer is permissible. The Shechra, the Chia, B'ri lo nishti minei, but I don't allow my son Chia to drink it. Why? What do I mean, Aramean beer? It's any beer, but because he was more lenient, but he was referring to the Aramean beer because that's the area where he was located, presumably. So the Gemara asks, Manafshach, why would he not allow his son to drink the beer? Ishari l'kuli al-mashari. If it's permissible, then it's permissible for everybody. If it's prohibited, it's prohibited for everyone. So how can he say, it's prohibited for everyone except for my son? It doesn't make any sense. Either it's permissible or it's not. El-Rav savar mishum giluya. Rather, Rav said the issue here is not chasnus, it's because of gilui. That's why, in general, beer of an idolater could be prohibited. However, the bitterness of the hops would burn the venom from the snake. And therefore, the Aramean beer was okay, something perhaps unique to the Aramean beer. However, Udalaki, someone who was already ill, Malki Leitfei, it's going to hurt them. And his son Chia was ill, therefore he told his son not to drink it, because if you're already ill, it will affect you negatively. Amar Shmuel, the Gemara goes on a small little tangent here. Kol hashiratzim yeshlem eretz, all types of creepy crawlers have venom. Shal nachash memis, only the venom of a snake can kill, but of other creepy crawlers, it can't. Their venom can't kill. Okay, now back to our discussion about other topics of gilui. Amrle Shmuel Lechia Barav, Bar Arya, man of Torah, Ta ve'ema l'chamilsa malyasa, Tahava Amar Rav Daha Amar. Let me tell you something special that your father taught me. Hachi amar avuch. This is what your father said. Hani armoi zvakonoi. These Arameans who are, Rashi says, nefuchim, they're heavy, they're bloated. These large Arameans, davushasi giluya v'lomesu, they would drink wine or other drinks that were left uncovered. And they didn't die, as even though there was venom in these drinks. How could it be? Since they eat these shkatzim and ramasim, they kind of build like antibodies in their system, so it doesn't affect them when they drink the beer with the venom inside it. They're drinking it to, they're eating these animals to begin with, therefore it's not going to affect them. Rav Yosef. And now I go back to beer. Haychala the shichra de arma aser. He says even though beer of an Aramean is permissible, but the vinegar from the beer is prohibited. Why is that? Demarvi be durdaya de yayin nesach. It's because they mix in some sediments of yayin nesach into the beer to add some flavor. And so in that case, the beer vinegar would be prohibited. Amar Rav Ashi, however, Rav Ashi qualifies this and says, Umei oats are shari, but if they get the beer from a storage house, we're not concerned that there is going to be sediments of shmarim, of wine, inside the barrels. Why? Kivan dum arvi be misri sri. Because once you mix in these sediments, it starts to spoil. So clearly, if you're bringing it out from the vat, or bringing it out from the barrel, you can assume that it's just pure beer, and that even though it's from an idolater or an Aramean, there's reason to be lenient. Once it's out, you know, in the retail, and there's a concern that might have been mixed in with some beer vinegar, with some yayin nesach, then we would be makbid.